Giuliani, who is, of course, President Trump's lawyer, said that election-related lawsuits are going to blow up after Christmas, which is, I guess, starting this week. In a podcast from just a few days ago, here's what he said.
Starting after Christmas, this is really going to blow up because the evidence that all these crooked television networks, newspapers, big tech, and the leadership of the Democrat Party have been giving you is false. And you're going to find it out all at once. It's going to be very shocking to the country.
And then after that, he went on to further say that there is considerable movement in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin towards decertifying their election results. Now, how plausible is this to actually happen? Well, let's discuss it from two different angles. First of all, there is a new lawsuit right now that's working its way through the courts, which is seeking to block the counting of electoral votes from five contested states. The premise of that lawsuit is basically twofold. First of all, it argues that under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, presidential electors must be appointed by each state in the manner that's prescribed by the state's legislature. However, in several of the swing states, there were laws enacted which unconstitutionally delegated the authority to certify these votes from the legislative to the executive branches. Secondly, this lawsuit argues that state legislatures, many of which are adjourned until January, basically next year, are being prevented from meeting and performing their certification duties. That's because in order to conduct a special legislative session, they need basically one of two things, either a supermajority or the governor's permission. However, this lawsuit alleges that the governors in these states are preventing lawmakers from meeting. And here's the question that I had when I was reading that. Given the fact that the Constitution places exclusive authority on running elections into the hands of state legislatures, how could it be constitutional for the governors to have the power to prevent the legislature from meeting?